Line 5, of course, is the name for the twin pipelines that have carried oil and gas from Superior, Wisconsin to Sarnia, Ontario. And that means the 63-year-old pipelines are running through the Straits of Mackinac. Environmental groups are calling for Line 5 to be shut down. They fear the catastrophic effects of an oil spill on the Great Lakes. Congress has just approved a pipeline safety bill that would toughen pipeline standards in and around the Great Lakes. The owner and operator of Line 5 is the Canadian energy company Enbridge. Enbridge said Line 5 has never leaked and it is safe. This week, the company is hosting community meetings throughout the Upper Peninsula to talk about an investment they're making for the safety of the Straits. Stephen Lloyd is the senior manager of emergency response for Enbridge. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
What's the purpose of the meetings this week?
Well, to really talk about some of the evolution around emergency management specifically at the Straits and some of the enhancements we're making in the area.
Give us an idea of what Enbridge is going to be doing to protect the Straits.
It's an evolution and of continuous improvements, even going back as far as 2012 when we wrote a dedicated plan. We really want to take a hard look at the Straits, take a look at technologies that are out there that could help us in the unlikely event of a release and make sure we apply it. We're making a commitment to purchase approximately $7 million worth of new technology for the Straits of Mackinac and the area to help with rapid recovery if something was to occur.
What does this technology look like?
High-speed skimming technology. You know, Straits of Mackinac is a very special place. The environmental conditions there, the weather conditions can change quickly. There's some days it can be quite pristine and flat water. The next day or the next hour could be wavy. And then, of course, during certain times of year, there's ice cover. So all those are special conditions for emergency response, and we want to make sure that we're doing all we can to address the concerns at those different times of year.
So high-speed skimmers, what other kinds of technology?
Skimming technology that you can actually utilize during ice pack or floating ice. The skimming and booming type technology we're purchasing also helps us during sort of choppier, wavier conditions. We're looking to make sure that we're able to contain and recover a potential or if something was to occur in open water to sort of prevent it actually ever making landfall.
Because I know that there are critics who really worry about emergency response plans being adequate for the kind of weather you get at the Straits, especially those days when waves can be 3 to 5 feet high. And both the U.S. Coast Guard and Marine Pollution Control have said if the waves are that high, which they can be for up to, 24 days of the year, they're concerned that would effectively keep the cleanup crews from going out on the water. Would this technology handle that kind of condition?
Marine Pollution Control and U.S. Coast Guard are quite right. When you get into unsafe conditions on the water, the number one concern for any kind of response is the safety of people and safety of responders. We wouldn't put people in harm's way. So even if the technology has the capability of doing certain things under certain specifications and certain conditions, if it's not safe for people, then we don't want to put people in harm's way.
I'm talking with Steve Lloyd, who's Senior Manager of Emergency Response for Enbridge, as we talk about new steps, including $7 million worth of new technology being announced this week by Enbridge. Steve, the political calculus seems to be shifting. As we mentioned, Congress just approved the tougher pipeline safety bill. You've got the likes of Michigan lawmakers like Representative Candace Miller and Senator Gary Peters and others behind the push. In fact, Representative Miller has introduced a bill that would actually shut down Line 5 if a study shows it's a significant risk to Great Lakes water. That's in committee now. Is this week's push in response to some of that?
I really don't know where the push for that is coming from. We're focused on, with my group, to make sure that we're prepared in the unlikely event of a release.
Especially in Michigan, so much of the concern about Line 5 goes back to the rupture of Line 6B and the historic spill into the Kalamazoo River. People remember what 843,000 gallons of oil did to the river and the surrounding area.
Yeah.
What do you think Enbridge learned from that event?
It was impactful to our organization and regrettable. It actually changed the way we did a lot of our business, the way we did emergency response. Since that time, a lot has changed, not only the growth of my team in emergency management, but the way we write our plans, the way we demonstrate how we're prepared, staging of resources. And it was a very dark day for Enbridge.
What do you personally want to say on behalf of Enbridge to reassure people?
I think the important thing is to continue the conversation, just like we're doing here today, is sharing what we're doing, sharing how we're improving, sharing that evolution, and making sure people understand what we do.
What would be be the life expectancy of any pipeline? And, you know, we're talking about Line 5 right now. So it's 63 years old. I know that vintage. It went down the year I was born. You kind of think about looking ahead. What kind of life expectancy does the company have for these pipelines, and what's being done to look beyond when they have reached their sell-by date?
Well, you know, with proper maintenance programs and rigorous monitoring, that the life expectancy can be indefinite. And I think a lot of those studies are being done, and a lot of that information is available.
Steve Lloyd, the Senior Manager of Emergency Response for Enbridge. Steve, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside today.
Thanks for the opportunity.
We turn now to Michigan Radio's Mark Brush, who has been covering Enbridge and Line 5 for, these many years now. Mark, $7 million worth of new technology, a week of community meetings. Is it enough to ease people's concerns?
Well, I think the short answer to that is no. I mean, I don't think, no matter what, nobody's going to be comfortable with a pipeline under Lake Michigan oil pipeline running through there. The people I talk to, that's what I hear, is that they just can't get beyond the fact that there's an oil pipeline under the lakes there.
Even though it is 63 years old, and Steve Lloyd of Enbridge said to me, with the proper maintenance, the pipeline could be there and working indefinitely. And he says they're exceeding the government standards for safety.
Yeah, he's right about that. They are exceeding the government standards for safety. You can look at that in two ways. If you're Enbridge, you're exceeding the standards. But if you're on the outside, you're thinking, this is an indication that the standards are not tough enough on a company like Enbridge. A lot of people, you hear this news and you think they're buying this open water skimming equipment. They told me this is shifting their focus from letting the oil come up on the shoreline to going out in the water and getting it. While this pipeline's been there for 63 years, why haven't they thought about an open water response before this? They'll tell you, you know, this is just, they're just improving the way they go about response. But the NWF has sued the federal government saying their standards just aren't tough enough. They're not requiring companies like this to develop an open water plan.
Now, it does seem like we have to view these moves by Enbridge within the context of this changing political landscape in Michigan when it comes to pipelines, particularly Line 5. How have you seen the political calculus change for Enbridge over the last few years?
Steadily getting, you know, tighter and tighter on the company. I mean, this is a pipeline that was just unknown, you know, 5-6 years ago. Nobody knew about it. You know, after the spill in Kalamazoo,
Line 6B.
Then we started learning about Line 5 after that. We started looking at the pipelines that Enbridge owns. People were shocked to find out there's something under Lake Michigan. And since then, it's just been steadily increasing. In the last few months, it's been really ratcheting up with Congress passing a law unanimously in the Senate, which
when
you never
do you
hear
see
of.
That?
Yeah, exactly. That will put more restrictions specifically on the pipeline in the Straits. One of the things the bill calls for, it's going to be signed by the president soon, will mean that Enbridge has to do yearly inspections internally on that pipeline. Before that, it was only every 5 years. So the pressure has been increasing on this company.
And we know Representative Miller has introduced a bill saying if the inspections don't work, you got to shut it down.
Right, yeah.
That
yeah.
was not part of this bill. But
yeah,
that's
Attorney General Bill Schuette, who's going to be probably running for governor, is saying the days of this pipeline are numbered.
And you've got the race for the first congressional district. You've got Democratic candidate Lon Johnson right there on his website. Click on here to get communities all over the state to pass resolutions to shut down Line 5.
Yeah, Enbridge is feeling the pressure.
Coming up, as you mentioned, the Line 6B spill, we're coming up on the 6th anniversary of that. Largest inland oil spill in U.S. history. And after what happened in Kalamazoo, can Enbridge really ever do enough to rebuild people's trust?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to that site of that spill, and you get a mixed response in the community there. You know, people obviously very upset about that spill. But the company did stay and spent a lot of money restoring that area, $1 billion. So they've worked hard at trying to rebuild that trust. They haven't left. Can they ever overcome, you know, an oil pipeline under Lake Michigan? That's a really heavy lift for them.
When you think of these community meetings this week and this $7 million investment in new technology, are you hearing from people, does this feel like a substantive effort or does it feel like window dressing?
The people that I talk to feel like this is window dressing. This is something that, you know, it's unpredictable what will happen out in the Straits if there's an oil spill. Having this equipment on the shorelines just out there, you know, doesn't necessarily allay their fears. I mean, Enbridge is making a definite effort. This pipeline makes money for them. They want to keep it there. And so they are doing a full-court press trying to engage the community as best as they can.
And as Mr. Lloyd told me, with proper maintenance, Line 5 could operate indefinitely. But are you hearing any kind of rumblings that Line 5 could be on the table to be shut down?
Well, you know, one thing you can tell about the political landscape changing, you see yard signs now, shut down Line 5. But I don't hear, you know, there's lawsuits happening. They are kind of tightening the standards around this particular pipeline. But I don't hear specifically, we're going to shut it down, mm-hmm. you know, imminently. If the company were to need to do maintenance or replace the pipeline the way they did 6B, it probably would just not happen in Michigan. Michigan wouldn't give them the permits to put a new pipeline in there. So, you know, they kind of got to say this pipeline is an indefinite thing.
Michigan Radio's Mark Brush. Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome.